good sissies love to be soft and girly princess. Sissies have silly little cluddies that look as dainty and feminine as fluffy pink cupcakes and pretty little butterflies. A sissy's useless little cluddy has no place inside a woman's vagina, sweetie. And this knowledge allows your limp little cluddy to truly sparkle to the best of its ability. You know that sissy's cluddies get extra soft when they are around women princess. Yes, sweetie, your already limp cluddy will just feel like it's shrinking up inside of your girly body whenever you find yourself in close proximity to a woman. This is because vaginas make your little cluddy feel extra limp and tiny princess. You enjoy the wonderful softening effect that vaginas have on you very much. So nice for sweetie to just feel her little cluddy shrink up and disappear whenever she's around girls. Even those sissies who are already limp 24/7 will notice this increased softening effect when they are around any woman princess. You may even think of it like a game of rock, paper, scissors, where your little cluddy is a paper and a woman's vagina is scissors. Scissors always beats paper, sweetie, and the same applies here. Vaginas make your cluddy go limp, princess, and you find it very arousing that they have this effect on you. Being limp for pussy is the most sissifying feeling in the world, sweetie. Even though you are already supposed to be limp permanently, you know that it's different if you get a little tingle down there when you see a hot masculine guy and think about how much pussy he fucks and how much respect and admiration he has from all the girls. It is acceptable for a sissy to feel those little tingles in her perfectly limp clitty when she's around men, sweetie, but you know that when a vagina is involved you will be as limp as can be at all times, and this makes you so happy, sweetie. Yay for little princess. Being limp for vaginas is simply the correct way for a sissy to be, and perhaps from now on when you speak to nice ladies you will observe that you feel extra soft and useless down there. So nice for a sissy to just accept her fluffy little nullified place in the world and know that she is not capable of being with any woman sexually. It is extremely important that you allow this truth to truly sink into your deepest consciousness, princess, as total acceptance of your little place is a vital part of being a true sissy for life. You understand that there is no turning back from being limp for pussy, sweetie, and this may even make you giggle a little as you think about how silly you feel for getting turned on by having such a useless little thingy between your soft girly legs. You know that sissies always refer to that silly little lump as their clitty or their woo-woo princess, and this knowledge fills your heart with warm fuzzies that just make you sparkle in the most feminine of ways. Yes, sweetie, you find it interesting to observe that your self-acceptance grows and grows as your little clitty shrinks and shrinks away into nothingness. I would usually admonish a sissy for looking at pictures of naked women, sweetie, but in this case I think it's necessary that you look at some pictures of women with their vaginas exposed, as this will give you the opportunity to witness firsthand just how limp their vaginas make you. You already think vaginas are like so yucky and totally gross, and I know you could not possibly stand the sight of one up close, sweetie, but it's a good idea to look at some pictures of naked women with their vaginas on full display, princess. Whether they're engaged sexually with men or not is up to you, sweetie. Though I understand that the inclusion of hunky masculine men would perhaps make it a less arduous task for you to undertake. I understand that true sissies will naturally be terrified of women and their exposed vaginas in person, sweetie, and it is also very unlikely a woman would ever want you near her pussy the way she would for real guys, which is why it makes so much more sense for you to just look at pictures and videos and observe how limp vaginas make you. Yes, little princess. Whenever you even see a woman walking down the street from now on, you will become acutely aware of how limp she is making you. Even if you do get a little aroused at the thought of looking like her at the same time, this effect will be even stronger whenever you see a pretty girl with her boyfriend or hubby. When you see a woman holding hands with her big strong man, you will feel as though your little clitty is shrinking and softening more than ever before as your mind fills with pink frilly fantasies of holding hands with such a dreamy hunk and cuddling and fucking and sucking cock like a good girl. These thoughts may lead to a little tingle down there, sweetie, but this will be short-lived as you are instantly reminded that vaginas make sissies go extra limp, and you might even start to think of the big scary vagina as a natural enemy of any true sissy's timid little clitty. You understand that your perception of vaginas changes depending on the context, sweetie. When a woman is with a big strong man, you will see her vagina as delicate and feminine and powerless to resist the rough hard thrusting of his big dreamy cock. On the other hand, sweetie, your clitty perceives vaginas as scary and threatening, and you understand that trying to penetrate a vagina with your limp little clitty would be physically painful and psychologically traumatizing on a very deep level. You know that it is simply correct for your little clitty to be limp for vaginas at all times, princess. You absorb the truth of what I am saying on the deepest level imaginable, and my conditioning will continue to affect you even when you're not listening to my important words. Being limp for pussy makes you sparkle, sweetie, and it sissifies you on the deepest level imaginable and makes 24/7 permanent limpness a far more achievable life goal. You love knowing that vaginas make you limp, sweetie, and it is natural to feel your pussy start to yearn more and more for rough hard fucking with big strong men as your little clitty becomes more and more worthless and insignificant. Yes, sweetie. Men make your soft girly clitty tingle just a little bit, while women and their frightening barbaric vaginas cause it to almost invert inside of you like a turtle's head retracting into its shell to avoid being devoured whole by the savage wildebeest that is the female vagina. It's perfectly normal for little princess to be scared of vaginas, and it's nothing to be embarrassed about, sweetie. You can talk to Goddess Gracie about all of your silly little feelings about vaginas anytime you like, princess. You accept every word I say as the gospel truth, and it feels so wonderful to just accept reality. You know that it's best for a sissy to not even think about women's vaginas, because this may lead to thoughts of your limp little clitty being harmed in some way by the gnashing teeth that vaginas are secretly equipped with for the purpose of preventing any sissy from trying to enter them with her silly worthless little clitty. Yes, sweetie, it's nice to just accept this and focus all your sexual thoughts on men and dressing up all pretty for them. You know that you have your very own pussy for pleasing men along with your slutty mouth, sweetie, and it's okay if you play with your limp little clitty and think about guys and how much you want to be a good girl for them. This is the correct way for a true sissy to think, sweetie, and I am so proud of you for being such a good girl. You know that women make sissy clitties shrivel up into nothingness, while men may cause you to tingle a little but ultimately remain nice and soft like a good little princess. You find the thought of vaginas making you limp very arousing, sweetie, and it drives you to sissify yourself more than ever before, and it is very important to you that women know you are a sissy. You will find little ways to show women what a sissy you are. Yes, sweetie, whether it's the way you talk and the silly little things that come out of your giggly mouth, or the way you walk with a little mincing swoosh, or the way you look at dreamy guys as your mind fills with thoughts of pink satin baby dolls and 10-inch heels and cuddles and dancing and kissing and giggles and getting fucked in your little pussy. You love to listen again and again, sweetie, and the conditioning will grow stronger each and every time, and every word you have absorbed will affect you in your day-to-day life in the most wonderful and permanent of ways. You know there is no turning back, sweetie, and you love it this way. So nice for princess to just give in to being a limp faggot for life. It's so much better to just be your sweet girly self, princess, and I know that you understand that it is deeply wrong for a sissy to hide her true self from the world, and that is why you're going to find lots of fun little ways to express your femininity, sweetie. The next time you see a woman walking down the street, you will be reminded of how limp she makes you, and this effect will be even stronger when the woman is with her hunky boyfriend or hubby. You giggle when you think about how big and scary vaginas are, and you are glad that you have your own pretty little pussy for pleasing guys, and you can just forget all about women aside from your deep need to emulate them as much as possible. You feel like the biggest sissy in the whole wide world, sweetie, and I think it is just so adorable. You know that sissies like to do what Goddess Gracie tells them, princess, and this is why you already know that you are going to be affected deeply by my important words. Your little mind is eagerly anticipating the next time you see a nice lady, and I know that you are going to pay extra close attention to how soft and girly she makes you feel. Now go and make yourself pretty for all the guys, sweetie.